you misjudged.
I misjudged her speed.
They went bumper to bumper.
Whose fault is that?
She was going way too fast.
Were you cited for speeding?
No, ma'am.
Now they're face to face.
She doesn't look like a nut to me that she sped up just to hit you.
I don't think she was paying attention. She had had an epidural shot and she obviously was not in the right mind.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sarah Ashbrook is suing fellow motorist Maria Sulz for an accident on the road. Maria claims the accident is Sarah's fault.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 418 on the calendar, in the matter of Ashbrook versus Sulz. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat.
Each of you claim that the other is responsible for an automobile accident that occurred on what date?
September 18th, Your Honor, 2012.
We're going to start with you, Ms. Sulz. Who was driving on Rocky Knoll Lane?
I was.
And on Mojave Drive, Ms. Ashbrook, you were driving in which direction?
Westbound.
There is no stop sign on Mojave Drive.
Correct, Your Honor. It's like a T.
But there is a stop sign, Ms. Sulz, on your street.
Yes.
So that you had to stop.
And I did.
Is this during the daylight hours?
Yes, it was.
So you stopped at the stop sign, and what did you do?
I stopped at the stop sign, and then I could see that she was at least 300 yards down.
So you saw her car?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I proceeded to turn onto Mojave Drive, and then I checked again in my mirror. I saw that she was still at least three car lengths behind me, and I proceeded to turn over into lanes because I need to make a U-turn to get back. That's the way I come out of my road. And in order to go eastbound, I have to go up, and there's actually a little cutout where you make a U-turn and go back down.
And that's where the accident took place?
Yes.
So you misjudged how far she was away?
No.
Or her speed?
No.
Well, other than
well,
that...
Well, obviously her speed, yes. Sorry.
You misjudged?
I misjudged her speed.
Whose fault is that?
She was going way too fast.
Whose fault was that you, who have a stop sign, misjudged her speed? By the way, were you cited for speeding?
No, ma'am. Police report...
Shut... Answer my question. If you have a stop sign and you misjudge either the distance or the speed of the driver who has the right of way, that's your fault.
I don't think that it was my fault.
I don't care what you feel. What you feel is irrelevant. You have a stop sign, and if you're going to jump the stop sign because you want to get over to make a U-turn, and if by virtue of the fact that you couldn't wait an extra 10 seconds, 15 seconds, a minute until it was all clear, because you say, I stopped at the stop sign, I saw her car, and she was really far away. Because I can assure you that she doesn't look like a nut to me that she sped up just to hit you.
I don't think she was paying attention. She had had an epidural shot, and she obviously was not in the right mind.
Listen, she had no stop sign. You had a stop sign. Would you stop playing with that, please?
Yes, ma'am.
It's your stop sign. And so I think you actually know all of that. And your problem is that you had no insurance.
My insurance says I was an excluded driver, but I have paperwork showing that I was named insured.
If you had insurance, then your insurance company would have compensated her because you had the stop sign. Do you have the letter from her insurance company?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to take a look at it. We found there's no coverage for this loss because the driver of the vehicle is excluded under our customer's policy. As a result, we're denying the claim. Now, why are you an excluded driver?
I don't know. And my agent, I've even talked to my agent. She said that when she pulls up my screen that it doesn't say that I was an excluded driver. She doesn't even still understand, and she told me to fight it.
So why didn't you fight it?
I have been fighting it, but she keeps bothering me about payment, which I tell her. When I get this handled, it will be handled for her. I pay for full coverage insurance, and there's no reason that I shouldn't be covered in this matter.
So then you understand that it's your responsibility.
No, I...
Well, that's what you just said. That's what you just said. You said, I've been fighting it, and as soon as it's resolved, I'm going to get her the money. But right now, it's not resolved because she wants it now. What paperwork do you have from your insurance company? This has to do with getting somebody's car to an authorized shop.
That's from the day after the incident. That's the letter they sent me, claiming right there that I'm a named insured.
Who owns the car?
My husband.
How many cars do you have in your family?
Two.
Are you a covered driver on the other car?
I was not. I am now. They say I wasn't. I was an excluded driver.
How long have you been married?
For 4 years.
Do you have any citations? Has your license ever been in the last 3 years suspended for
any
reason?
No, it hasn't. And when they did put me on the insurance, they named me as an elite driver and dropped my coverage, the amount that I pay, because I don't have any problems.
Well, that's then I don't understand it.
I don't either, and that's where my agent was saying that she strongly suggested that I take it to continue with the matter.
Did your insurance agent give you a copy of her paperwork that indicate that you're an insured driver?
No, she just said that I have my insurance card.
Not what she said. Show me. This is so fascinating. When was the last time you were in communication with them?
In December.
And who are you in touch with?
My agent.
And what's your agent's name?
Tina.
What's her phone number?
1-800-273-8255
Well, go get it.
You mean go outside and call?
No, just get me the number. I'll call. I have a feeling I'm not getting the whole story.
You may not be, but...
Right.
Is her name on the card?
Yeah.
Is it current?
January 23rd, 2013. It says, however, that the driver is excluded under our customer's policy. She's a policyholder.
She's a policyholder.
Which means that the car is probably is registered in both their names.
Uh-huh.
Then there shouldn't be any reason why...
Why she's excluded.
Excluded. Shouldn't be. That's what Ms. going to tell me.
Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Telephone number?
I have her number.
Read it. You can tell me.
Oh,
760-8 Tina, this is Judge Judy Scheindlin. Good afternoon. Good, thank you. Tina, I am here doing a case involving one of your insureds, a Miss Sauls. She gave me your name and your number. Maria Sauls, S-A-U-L-S. I have a letter from insurance to the claimant, which is a Sarah Ashbrook. And it says the driver of the vehicle is excluded under our policy. I have the California Insurance Identification Card, which lists both Scott Sauls and Maria Sauls on it and their address. So Miss Sauls suggests that she's unsure as to why she was an excluded driver. All I want from you, Miss, is to tell me whether she was an excluded driver. Is she now an excluded driver? That's all I need. It has nothing to do with her husband. It only has to do with her. She was driving the vehicle.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It sounds to me as being a little bit nitpicky, I'm telling you. Tina, it's really a bad place for to want to be. I'll take it from here.
Sarah Ashbrook claims fellow motorist Maria Sauls was at fault for an accident on the road. Maria is countersuing, claiming the accident was Sarah's fault.
Now, I have a policy number with an effective date of July 23rd, 2012. And your information is that Scott signed a form that she would not be driving. Well, that's years ago. But knows that they're married because you list their claims under married names. So, I mean, if I'm a lawyer, I would say understood at that point when they reissued this, because the document that you have signed by her husband, I'm sure, has her maiden name on it. And now you have a married name that is in existence at least after 2012, from July of 2012. I don't know how much before that. It sounds to me as being a little bit nitpicky. That would be a very bad place to want to be. Of course. Of course. You think I do this for fun? Well, they clearly covered her. I got you. I'm telling you. Tina, it's really a bad place to want to be. I'll take it from here. No, 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 no. If you want to get in touch with them in the next 5 minutes, I'll recall this case. Because before I go out there and make a judgment about what I think. No, you, I'm not you, not you. I'm giving you 5 minutes to call somebody. Good girl. Got 5 minutes, Tina. Good luck to you. Goodbye. So let me tell you where we're at. We're probably going to recall this case. This is what happened. You and your husband were married when? What year?
2008.
Prior to 2008, when he signed up for insurance, he signed a document indicating, before you were married, that you were not going to be driving this car. He never changed that. However, since 2008, each year when your policy has been renewed, they've renewed it in not your maiden name, which was the maiden name that was on the excluded piece of paper that he signed in 2008, but on all the documents now, it's listed as husband and wife. So this lovely lady is going to make a phone call to whomever she thinks might be in a more amenable position to reason. You understand, they've been taking their money since 2008. Married name.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'm really giving a chance not to be embarrassed, because I have no problem embarrassing anybody.
Prior to the break, Judge Judy was on the phone with the defendant's insurance company. A moment ago, a representative from the company called back. The judge has returned to chambers to take the call.
Hello. Who am I speaking to? Mr. Has the problem with this Saul's complaint been explained to you? Okay. So clearly, based upon my evaluation of the case so far, she was at fault. She had the stop sign and hit the plaintiff's car. The plaintiff received a letter from indicating that the policyholders are Scott and Maria Sauls, but that the driver of the vehicle is excluded under our customer's policy. Got it? And, you know, I've been in the law business for a long time, but I've also insured, you know, I'm 70 years old, so I've had a couple of cars in my lifetime. Clearly, you've been taking their money for a long time, and you've been issuing insurance policies to them for the last 6 years under their married name. Now to claim that his then-girlfriend's form was not updated doesn't sound something that you would want to do. If I'm reading it right. Now, if I'm wrong in my evaluation, I welcome your input. But that's what I'm seeing in the paperwork that I'm looking at. So I think somebody made a cutesy call. Well, she says not. As a matter of fact, she says that she has an exemplary driving record. Because they weren't married. That's the reason. Because they weren't married. But we're talking about 2008. But that's not the issue. The issue is somebody found this piece of paper that's years old and said, well, this is a good way out of our paying a claim. And it sounds to me like that's a bad judgment on part. Well, but, you know, if you've been issuing a policy as a married couple to these people for the last 6 years, and then there is an accident, and they've been paying insurance, and they were always covered, there was never a problem, all of a sudden there's a problem. And what I'm suggesting to you is I want somebody's assurance that a fresh pair of eyes is going to look at it before I tell these people to come back and make a ruling, which might be embarrassing. Because I think that, you know, sometimes big companies do things, and they do things in a relatively rote fashion, and they don't realize that there are people behind these problems. And so I'm really giving a chance not to be embarrassed, because I have no problem embarrassing anybody. Do you understand? Do you understand? That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to look into it further. And I would like for you to call me at the same number that you've just called me on and let me know, as a result of your investigation, what you've determined to do. I would appreciate it. Well, we're still friends anyway. Thank you, Mr. Right, bye-bye.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by...
Well, Miss Sauls, it's been rather interesting telephone conversation that I had with a lovely gentleman from your insurance company. And this is what I've decided to do. I am going to enter a judgment on behalf of the plaintiff, because, as I indicated to you earlier, I believe that you were at fault in this accident. So I'm going to enter a judgment for you, and I'm going to hold that judgment for 3 days. In that time, I certainly hope to hear from the defendants insured. They have my number. For them to reconsider their, rather, my judgment, cursory perusal of this file. If they do not reconsider, she may want to fight them on it. They know which side I will be on, and it won't be their side. So I am entering a judgment on your behalf for the amount of the damage. Now, what was the damage to the car?
The damage to the car was totaled. So they valued the car at $10,447. My insurance paid me, the uninsured motorist, of $3,500. I also had to pay the impound fees, which I have a receipt for. $275. That I paid.
That
has my name. Yes.
And the total is?
So the total we're looking at is over $7,000. So.
Okay. I'm going to enter a judgment on behalf of the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. The judgment will be held for 3 days. If, in fact, we don't get a satisfactory response from your insurance carrier, the judgment will be entered. You understand?
I understand.
Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She was calling everyone in my family, saying that I was a prostitute.
Did she dial for more dollars?
She actually left me several voicemails saying that you owe me money.
Judge Judy. After the case, the defendant's insurance company reviewed the claim and contacted Judge Judy with their decision. The judges called the litigants back into session.
Judge, this is a recall.
The court has just been advised that the insurance company has agreed to compensate the plaintiff and pay the entire claim for the damage to her car and is honoring the policy of the defendant. So I thank them. I think it was the right decision. You'll be getting your check.
If you're an excluded driver, whatever, you should know your insurance and your policies. I did.
I really still don't believe that it was my fault. I believe that she knows that it was her fault.
I was not speeding. I was going the proper speed.
I pulled over to the side because I had 5 kids in my car and wanted to make sure that they were out of the road.
She was crazy for not even paying attention, having 5 kids in her car and not even paying attention to cars on the road. Come on.
She was a good distance behind me, and then I didn't look in my rearview mirror anymore. I looked in my side mirror, and there she was.
Had a broken nose.
When the police came to the scene, I was so upset that I had my kids that have never been in a car accident. I had a friend of mine's kid in the car, and I had another kid that was waiting for me at Girl Scouts that didn't understand what was going on.
I'm still taking the loss on a couple $1,000s, but I think it was fair.
I think that the way that she portrayed herself as the victim is why they faulted me.
How'd I play a victim? I just got smashed around in my car. What do you do?
It was a bad day.